This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. To tell you the truth, I am often underwhelmed by public art projects. Too many of them seem unoriginal or aesthetically meh or don't have much real public impact in the towns and cities where they're installed, which is why I am so excited by the public artwork in progress now unfolding in the little city of Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Each day for 26 straight weekdays, the front page of the local daily newspaper, the Fitchburg Sentinel and Enterprise, is dominated by a giant custom-designed letter of the alphabet, supplied by 26 different designers from New England and seven countries around the world. And around that typographical centerpiece on the front page are stories connected to the letter. I think of it as kind of Sesame Street meets our town. The project has been masterminded by Anna Schulheit-Haber, a visual artist who is also a MacArthur genius and my friend, and she has pulled herself away from the Fitchburg Sentinel and Enterprise printing presses to talk with me today about the project. Anna, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
So you came up with this brilliant idea. Oh, I can hijack the local newspaper for a month. But how did you convince the newspaper to go along with your insane scheme?
You know, you use the word that I use in my head and it could never use in the beginning of the project because it was too scary for them. I never used the word hijack. So what I said was, I would like to be embedded with you. That's what I said. Uh-huh. And I said, would you like me to be your visiting artist? Because this is very special. The fact that this paper is still in operation in this small city. It's been in operation, amazingly, since 1838, which is older than the New York Times.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You are special in that you're everybody's newspaper. You flutter into someone's home. You are the news for half the day, and then you wane, and then you create the next news for the next day. It has that amazing 24-hour turnover. And I said, what if we connect the arts with your day-to-day rhythm? What if we use the actual front page to make art together? And the art would be visual as well as literal. It would be storytelling as well. And I would do this. But it can't be one day. It has to have a natural beginning, middle, and an end as a series. And they said, what are you thinking about? And I said, well, what if we used letters of the alphabet, the most unemotional series that everyone can agree on? A 5-year-old knows the alphabet and a 95-year-old knows it. And there were lots of meetings about this, and there were two or three crucial moments in the meetings when they offered me page 3 instead of page 1.
Huh.
And I said I wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
The only risk we can take together that's worth mentioning is page 1. It's the holy grail of the news.
Yep. And of course, people should realize that we're not talking about just a little letter in the corner of the front page. It's half the front page, sometimes more than half the front page. It really dominates the whole thing. And there are articles accompanying it. Like, for instance, I love the one you did for F about the guy who happened to be from Fitchburg who had essentially invented the pink plastic flamingo, starting with F, right?
Exactly, yes. We're trying to do local storytelling, but also just human interest stories that come submitted to us from the community, but also are generated by us as a team.
And are people responding? Are they collecting them? What's the mood of the people when they see that a crazy artist has taken over their newspaper for a month?
The responses have been wonderful so far. I've heard so many things, and they're all positive. And yes, there's collecting. People who missed certain letters are very much asking me and writing me how to find the letters that they don't have in their set. And that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to create an urgency to really collect the paper.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying for years, as the digital age has thundered through, that print things, print books and magazines and newspapers would eventually become these precious artisanal objects. Is that what this project is about? Like a last hurrah for news and pictures on beautiful paper before that disappears?
You know, we're marking at the end of the era of print because there's a generation that's dying out that only reads the paper, mixing with a generation that reads the paper and our smartphones and tablets and computers, and then a generation coming in that is only digital. And we are marking that. But we're also marking the sheer beauty of something that is rare. There's a rarity to the paper version, which in the end lives a whole nother life than something that's on the web. That's what I'm excited about as an artist. I love the feeling of paper, the tactileness. I love the smell of the ink in the press room when I go there at midnight. It's wonderful. It's just an honor and a great joy to work with a newspaper.
Well, it is a quixotic quest you're on, and I'm glad you've done it. And I hope you get to Z without any major disasters.
Thank you, Kurt, so much. Thank you very much.
The Alphabet is taking over the front page of the Fitchburg Sentinel and Enterprise every weekday through August 11th. And you can find out all the details at studio360.org.
Morning paper is on its